Government spokesman Wahida Belai says Ethiopia fully backs the agreement signed Sunday between Somalia's transitional federal government and the opposition Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia. The UN-mediated accord calls for a phased pullout of Ethiopian troops from the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and the strategic town of Beledweyne, beginning next month. In a telephone interview, Wahida tells VOA the pace of the pullout will depend on the ability of African Union peacekeepers and government troops to fill the security gap left by Ethiopia's departure.
The agreement says that starting from next month, Ethiopian troops will relocate from areas of the cities of Beledweyne and Mogadishu. And also it says that in order to avoid a security vacuum in the areas vacated by the Ethiopian forces, the security forces of AMISOM, TFG, will be deployed till the UN forces are deployed in Somalia. We honor and we agree on the modalities reached between the ARS and the TFG.
The accord calls for a ceasefire to go into effect November 5th and for Ethiopia's withdrawal to begin November 21st. Spokesman Wahida said the agreement reached in Djibouti could clear the way for Ethiopia to end its 22-month military incursion into a neighboring country that has been virtually ungovernable since the overthrow of President Mohamed Siad Barre 17 years ago. But Wahida made clear Ethiopia's main condition remains: a guarantee that adequate force would be available to replace the departing troops.
What has been agreed by the two parties on 26 October will be accepted by Ethiopia. This is actually in line with what Ethiopia has been saying for quite a long time. As long as no security vacuum is created in Somalia, Ethiopia was ready to withdraw.
Ethiopian and Somali diplomats say the agreement signed Sunday is flawed in several respects. It does not include some of Somalia's more extreme Islamist forces, such as Al-Shabaab, a radical group at the heart of the insurgency. The Al-Shabaab group rejected an earlier ceasefire agreement reached in June and has said there would be no end to violence until Ethiopian troops have withdrawn. Ethiopia maintains a force estimated at more than 10,000 in Somalia, which is seen by many as essential to the survival of Mogadishu's fragile transitional government. The African Union's AMISOM force has an authorized strength of 8,000, but currently has less than half that number of peacekeepers on the ground. In a recent VOA interview, UN Special Envoy Ahmed Ould Abdallah expressed hope that progress toward peace in Somalia might prompt the UN Security Council to overcome its hesitation in forming a blue-helmeted peacekeeping force for the Horn of Africa nation. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.